We've seen this in urban life in these years, in society, in other words, and we see it very clearly when looking at culture in these years. First, I want to speak about, as an indication of these contradictory times as visible in culture, about what was often called cultural decadence of the early 20th century, seen as the main dominating direction of art and literature in these years. Decadence, of course, is a term that suggests challenges to morality. This includes, of course, deliberate acts by individuals and groups to challenge conventional moral standards, daring, outrageous acts of creativity by artists and writers and performers, deliberately countering established moralities. But decadence is also a term that's often used to suggest a perception of some generalized decline, moral, political, historical, a sense, in fact, of time itself as about decline and collapse, not about progress, about where the world is moving, especially the Russian world. And in fact, when many Russians looked about them, it was clear that traditions of order and morality seemed to be everywhere under challenge. Indeed, decadence seemed to be pervasive. One can see this even before we turn to the arts in looking at what many described as the decadence of everyday life. We've already seen some of this, the problem of hooliganism, the seemingly irrational challenge to moral norms. We've seen it in the problem of suicide that many described as part of a sense of deep cultural decline and crisis. In fact, many contemporaries were particularly dismayed as what they saw as decadence in the life of the most important new emerging class for, in a hope for a democratic, Western-style society, namely in the life of the middle classes, a growing group. People note the proliferation, for example, in middle-class culture of nightclubs and cabarets, especially in the years after 1905, where if you went into one of these cabarets, and they were often described in the press, and people heard about them and visited them, what you would see is a great deal, for example, of bawdy dancing, meant to be deliberately suggestive, filled with sexual innuendo, or you would hear comedians making sexual jokes. Some shows in cabarets or nightclubs often featured in these years female impersonators. And for good measure, these men dressed as women would be pretending to be some of the famous popular women singers of the day. A sense of moral corruption was viewed as widespread by those who looked at these acts. Or, for example, the proliferation of what were called by many low-brow cultural entertainments that attracted the middle and even some parts of the lower classes. Wrestling matches, for example, were extremely popular and hardly considered to be a sign of developed culture. In fact, in 1909, the papers were far more filled with news of a great wrestling match where a man appeared on the scene calling himself Black Mask with his face totally covered. No one knew who he was, but he was very mighty and can defeat wrestlers. Far more discussion of Black Mask and his exploits in the circus where the wrestling matches took place than of world news or of high culture or of talks about improving a civilization. Music halls proliferated, which attracted a lower class audience as well as the middle class. And again, in all of the skits in the music hall, sex was very often the most popular topic. Boulevard, what was called boulevard literature, proliferated. Cheap, inexpensive stories that were serialized in the major newspapers, then came out in cheap pamphlets, full of overwrought romance and tragedy, and of course, sex. And indeed, films, similarly, were often featured stories of great melodramatic romance and complex romantic entanglements. Contemporaries looking at all of this cultural space, this popular cultural space, found this to be, as one might expect, a contradictory type of decadence. Many were completely outraged or feared the disintegration of order and morality that all of this connoted. They felt a deep foreboding about where their country was going. How could you build a normal, civilized society with all of this moral decay? And many others felt quite excited and liberated by all of this even decadent culture. They were glad to see the old restraints dropping away, the restraints of village culture, of even what was called bourgeois cultural convention. They felt a sense of a great liberation, and they reveled in the possibilities of exploring new directions, of individuality, of being eccentric, of experimentation, of innovation.